Tell Tales. Dakota Folk Life and Stories is a collection of narratives of shared personal experiences of peoples of the North Dakota Plains. They originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many who are in elder care facilities. In 2020, our emphasis was on veterans, and while in-person interviews were not possible due to the pandemic, we were able to speak remotely with a number of them. Ray Dean Mary Lee Brighton Winnegy is, by all accounts, an extraordinary woman. Born in England in 1928, Ray Dean was a war bride, marrying a soldier from North Dakota. She came to the United States after the war ended to live near Lakota, North Dakota, where she is now a resident at the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility. The years have not robbed Ray Dean of her good English sense of humor or her many memories, but the years have taken her English accent away. She was born near Plymouth.
Where the Mayflower sailed from. Well, actually, I wasn't born in Plymouth. I moved there when I was more grown up, but I was born in Berkshire. Berkshire, as they call it over there. I was born in my grandmother's house. But anyway, I lived through it, so it's different over there. Yeah. I would never want to go back over there. I like it here too well, so I love it here. So what do you wish to know? What can I make up? Did I come to America? My ship. I came over on the Queen Mary. It's made over into a troop thing, you know, after the war and that, so.
Lori Miller, the activities director at the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility, joined our conversation.
Were there more brides that came from England with you on the Queen Mary?
Yeah, there's a whole ship full.
Oh, there was a whole ship full of you ladies.
Yes. Yeah, there were. I can't remember how many there were that. It was just an epidemic, to tell you the truth.
What was your husband's name?
Ernest.
Ernest. How did you meet Ernest?
That's so long ago, I don't know if I can remember it. I was just trying to think if I just picked him up somewhere or what. No, I met him, well, just like you do people, but I just got introduced to him. And they told him I was come over from the war, which naturally interested him, you know, and stuff like that. So, and then he followed me around for a few days, and then he asked me to marry him. So, we were married in Plymouth. That's where the big ships were. They came over on one.
Yes. He had to come back with the troops.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You couldn't bring your wife with you. She had to stay behind till the rest of the troops got back. And then they took the wives.
So when you got to the United States, where did you meet up with him again?
I came all the way to North Dakota.
You met him in North Dakota, or did you meet him at another Army camp?
He didn't meet the ship. They just dumped me off in New York. Okay. And I stayed there, I think, for two or three days while we got, climatized or whatever you want to call it. And then they put me on the train. That's where I stayed for 3 days. That's how long it took back in those days.
Okay.
Three-day visit. And so I was lucky he met me on the train.
I bet.
So, and there I was. And he was just quite penniless. He didn't have a dime to his name, so we really started out with nothing. So,
how old were you when you met him?
17.
17.
Well, actually, I wasn't even 17 because he was over in Plymouth where I lived when I saw him, and then he got moved over and shifted over to Europe, you know, and then the World War II started, so. I suppose I was 15 or so when I met him. We were 17 when we got married. So,
life was quite different for this 17-year-old English girl when she arrived in North Dakota.
Well, it was. And I was kind of expecting New York stuff, you know, and stuff like that. And then here I come over and found out I married a farmer. Well, I didn't find out I married a farmer. I knew that he had been farming, and that's, mm-hmm. you know, what he had to do. So, but love conquers all, so we we managed, and he didn't lose any time when I got over here to tell me that life was pretty tough and I had to find a job.
So. Okay.
So I did. That surprised him. I got a job in the bank right away over there. And he says, "You got a job in the bank?" He says, "How come?" And I said, "Well," I said, "people over here don't understand the British currency." And I said, "Somebody's got to explain it to him." And I said, "The bank said to me, you do it." So anyway, we got that ironed out. And I stayed there for years and years.
Yes, you did.
But I didn't end up owning the bank, I'll tell you that.
No.
Produced in partnership with the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility in Lakota, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is produced in part with a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.